Hello and welcome to Southern Conference SoCon Podcast. We talk all things Southern Conference sports. Cole Spivey here with Will Fleming as always. Will, you want to say what's up?
What up?
We're here this week with our guest, Lauren LaPlante. Lauren, you want to say hello to the people?
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on, Cole.
Oh, yeah. Give you a little intro about Lauren. She's a former Western Carolina women's basketball player. She played there from 2016 to 2021. Prior to attending Western, Lauren attended Southwest Randolph High School. She was a hooper in high school, guys. Almost scored 2,000 points, averaged 18 a game and 23 her senior year. As far as some of her Western accomplishments, she ended her career at Western with 171 made threes, which ranks fourth all time at Western Carolina. She also scored 834 career points. She is also the record holder for made threes in a season at Western Carolina with 80 made threes in the 2019-2020 season. That ranked second in the SoCon and 33 in the nation at that time. Lauren, did we miss anything?
That sounds about right.
All right, cool. I'll get started with the first question here, Lauren. Talk about your recruiting process. You know, who offered you? Talk about, you know, how far are you from Western Carolina? Kind of what brought you to Western Carolina?
Yeah, so my recruiting process through high school was a little bit messy. Like, it wasn't the cleanest or the easiest, but I throughout high school got a few Division One offers and a Division Two offer, but I was kind of holding out. You know, I waited until kind of later in my senior year to make a decision. And Western Carolina was actually the last offer I got from Coach Mack, and I visited campus one time and really enjoyed it. Loved the feel of the team, loved the university itself, and I decided that Western would be a good fit for me. It's a good distance from home. I'm from Asheboro, North Carolina, so it was only like 3.5 hours from home, so not too close and not too far. But yeah, I ended up committing, I think, like just a few days after my visit. I just felt like it would be a good place for me, that it would be a good fit. And it turned out to be one. So glad I made the right decision in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, you know, under Coach Mack, that was kind of your freshman, your sophomore year. You almost had three coaches your entire time at Western. It was definitely a little bit of a crazy process. You want to talk about those first 2 years under Stephanie?
Yes. Yeah. So the Coach Mack era, honestly, it feels like a lifetime ago now. But it was definitely a great learning experience for me, being kind of my younger years of my college career. I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about kind of competing at this new level for me. Division One is just so much faster. Everyone's so much stronger. So I came in my freshman year under the leadership of Coach Mack, and just was like wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I just wanted to learn as much as I could and try to contribute to that team as much as I could as a freshman. And going into my sophomore year, I was just that much more confident, had a year under my belt, and finally kind of felt like I belonged there, that I was, you know, good enough to be playing at this level. And that, I think that confidence building came a lot from my freshman year, being given a lot of opportunities. You know, I think I worked hard to earn those opportunities, but it was thanks to Coach Mack for kind of putting me out there and letting me get those minutes that I needed to, like, to really build my confidence going into my sophomore year. And so, you know, we struggled those first 2 years. We had a lot that we needed to fix as far as building our culture. You know, Western Carolina women's basketball hasn't been that successful in recent years, as far as, you know, our record. But I think a lot of growth has happened over the 5 years that I was there, as far as improving the culture and hopefully building a program that can be successful record wise in the future. But yeah, the Coach Mack era was a great learning and growing experience for me. And then I had 1 year under her as an injured player. And that I got to see kind of a lot. I learned a lot just being on the sideline and and getting to just watch during practice, watch during games, kind of encouraged from the sideline. It was that was like seeing the game from a totally different perspective. So yeah, the Coach Mac era taught me a lot, and I'm definitely thankful for those years.
Great. You know, with that same season, you know, I think it ended in a knee injury. Is that right?
Yeah, my knee injury came at the start or the beginning of my junior year.
Okay. If you kind of want to talk about that 2018-2019 season, you know, and then, you know, the rehab process and trying to get back on the court, kind of talk about that.
Yeah. So I tore my ACL in practice one day in late October of my junior year. And it was right before games were supposed to start. So kind of bad timing, but it gave me basically a whole season to recover. And so I had surgery, went through the whole rehab and physical therapy process, which was intimidating, but ended up it being fine in the long run. And spent that year just seeing the game from a different point of view and trying to be the best encourager for my teammates that I could be and trying to lead from the sideline. But yeah, less than a year later, I was able to come back and play at the same, you know, at that same speed. Maybe not quite as quick as I used to, but close enough, you know,
absolutely.
Which is crazy because after surgery, I looked at my leg and I was like, I will never be able to run again. but luckily proved myself wrong on that one. And it was big thanks to the Western Carolina sports medicine staff. I had amazing care from them. I think throughout my injury, I worked with like three different athletic trainers and had amazing care from all of them. So
Great. That's wonderful.
I have them to think.
You kind of prove that you're more than just a basketball player, you know, in your time at Western Carolina. You're a 5-con SoCon honor roll member. You're a 5-con SoCon commissioner's medal member. You know, what did you do to earn those awards? And kind of talk about how hard it is balancing school, along with an injury, along with basketball. Those three things right there don't always go together. So if you want to kind of talk about that.
Yeah, I always took my academic really seriously. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, your audio might pick up a little bit if you cut the camera off. Sometimes that helps.
Okay, let me try that. All right, sorry, my Wi-Fi sucks here. I always took my academics really seriously in high school and through college. So I definitely had to, you know, prioritize my time. Being an athlete, it takes a lot of time management to succeed in the classroom as well as on the court. So I made it a goal of mine to, you know, keep a competitive GPA, and I had a goal of going on to professional school after my time at Western. So I knew I needed to have a high GPA. I wanted to get a degree in science and ended up going with a bachelor's of chemistry degree, and had a great experience working with the chemistry department at Western, and time and effort to my studies. And it's paid off. You know, now I'm applying to dental school and for next year. And luckily I have, you know, a solid GPA to rely on as far as my applications go.
Kind of turning it back, you know, a little bit more towards that next year, right after the knee injury, you come back and you've got a new coach. But even before you get that new coach, you had another new coach for about a month. Heather Kearney was named the head coach. You want to talk about what that was like for the players to have a coach and then not have a coach and then another new coach?
Yeah, that was a really weird time. As far as the postseason and going into that summer, we as soon as we knew that Coach Mack and her staff had been let go, we went a few weeks coachless, and then they named Coach Heather. And I had actually known her from her time at App State. She recruited me there. So I was hopeful for this new coaching change to, you know, to benefit me in a way, because I at least already knew her. She already kind of knew me. And so we were like ready to come back to campus and get going with this new staff. And then like right before we're supposed to go back, they dockets let go. So then we're without a coach again, and the team comes back in July, and we run workouts, you know, have our upperclassmen basically lead workouts for a week before we meet our new coach. They were still in the hiring process. So when Coach Hill was named, we met him and like hit the ground running, but it was a really weird time, you know, a lot of unknowns, but I think we just kind of stuck together, the players, we relied on each other, and just kind of went with the flow because we knew that the, you know, whoever our coach was going to be was completely out of our control. And it ended up working out, but it was definitely a weird summer.
Absolutely. And you also want to talk about, you know, the trust you have in each other and your teammates going through that era, you know, then Coach Hill comes, kind of talk about, you know, that trust you have with each other, leading workouts, you know, doing things really on your own. It kind of the unknown is still, you know, in the air. And then you want to talk about those last few years with Coach Hill.
Yeah, I think that's probably what made my experience as a basketball player at Western the best, was that I had some awesome teammates. And being a program that wasn't super successful, the seasons can get really long. And so you really have to rely on each other just to kind of keep your energy up, to keep a good mindset going, pushing through those seasons of, you know, you're losing a lot. It just makes everything a little bit harder, and you can't always rely on your coaching staff for that, because there's a lot of pressure coming from your coaching staff. You really have to rely on pushing through the coaching change and then into the 2 years that I was under Coach Hill. But yeah, so to talk a little bit about the Coach Hill era, going into that, I guess it was my redshirt junior year, I was a little bit worried just because I was coming off injury, and I really wanted to be able to impress a new coach who's going to come in and see me for the first time. But I wasn't even sure if I was able to play at the level that I used to play at. You know, my knee really wasn't at 100%. I played through a lot of pain that first year, but I just had to trust in the fact that I had rehabbed. I was, you know, I had put in the work, and hopefully it would pay off. So going into those first few workouts with Coach Hill and his staff were a little nerve-wracking for me. But they turned out pretty good. You know, we went through my redshirt junior year. We found a little bit of success, you know, but we were a really small team. We were down in numbers, but I think that just made us that much closer. And we were really tight-knit that year, and that's what I liked. We found a little bit of, you know, I found a little bit of personal success. We found some success as a team. And so I think in my memory, that's probably my favorite year of basketball. And then going into my redshirt senior year, it was, we faced some struggles that year too. And I know Coach Hill, he wants to see his program move forward and improve in certain areas. And I definitely think that our culture had improved a lot from my younger years in the program to my last year. A lot of, you know, the things off the court we had fixed as far as like discipline, academics, just the quality of player that was in our program was so much better. I loved all of my teammates that year. And I, you know, I still watch their games now as an alum, and I really hope for them to succeed. But I can see how things off the court have really improved. And so I wish the best for Coach Hill and his team moving forward. And I'm thankful for the years that I was able to play for him.
Two things you mentioned there, I'd love to hear you talk a little bit more on. You said you felt uncertain going into that 2019-20 season. So you just feel uncertain and then just go ahead and break the record for threes made in a season at Weston. Is that kind of how that worked out?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, sometimes you just have to go with the flow and see what comes. And I swear, I went into that season, I did not expect to break any sort of record. So thankful for that, definitely.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a three-point shooter, sometimes they just start going in. And then the other thing you mentioned off the court, you said you liked the changes that you saw. Does that have anything to do with kind of how y'all carried yourself? I noticed being around the men's team, saw y'all sometimes, you're carrying like lunch boxes and binders. Was there things that you bought into off the court with him that were different than previous coaches?
Yes. So Coach Hill definitely made his philosophy very clear in, like, you know, the very first meeting we had with him. So one of the things that was part of his philosophy was the lunchbox. And we probably looked crazy walking around Ramsey Center with a lunchbox and a binder everywhere we went. But the metaphor there was that Coach Hill wanted his players to be blue collar workers. And therefore we would bring our lunch to work every day. And so that was why we had lunchboxes. And inside those lunchboxes, we would just kind of keep whatever. Mostly it was like notes from our coaches, little pick-me-ups, stuff like that. And then, of course, we carried binders everywhere we went. And those had our playbook, our scouts, and our meeting notes. You know, Coach Hill always wanted us to have a notebook with us so that we could take notes at any film session, scouting session, individual meetings, everything. So that was something that he valued. So of course we followed. And I think that's a great baseline to have for any team. That's just one of the areas where the culture was improving.
I will say it's nice to know what was actually going on in those lunch boxes. I wasn't sure if y'all were on like a strict diet. Protein shakes you had to carry around all the time. What was going on?
They looked crazy too because they were like metallic. And so you couldn't miss them.
Yesterday was kind of a big day for girls and women's. Yesterday was National Girls and Women's Sports Day. Kind of what does that mean to you, and kind of what impact does the game of basketball and sports in general really have in your life?
Yeah, so I love that, we have a National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I think it just really shows how sports can empower young women. I know I've been empowered through sport. My life would be completely different if I didn't grow up playing sports. And basketball in particular has been just the greatest outlet in my life. And I think it's led me to build some of the most important relationships in my life. I have basketball to thank for so many opportunities, meeting new people, traveling to new places, and just all of that wouldn't happen without basketball and without sport. I think sport leads so many young women to learn things about life. You learn a lot about yourself and a lot about adversity and dealing with criticism and stuff that you're going to need going forward in life. Because you won't be playing sports forever, but you'll be working and you'll be raising a family and living. And all that you learn in sport is really beneficial to, and you're able to apply it to your later years.
Absolutely. I played football in college. I'm a nurse now. What are some things you think are going to, you want to be a dentist, is that right?
Yes.
So what are some of the things you learned in basketball, growing up in sports, that's really going to help you, do your schooling and then one day, be a doctor?
Yes. I definitely think being an athlete, especially through college, helped me develop like my time management skills, my ability to deal with criticism, and my ability to perform under pressure. And I think those are all things that I'll need as a hopefully practicing dentist one day.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your favorite college game or your favorite college moment? I know you've been there a while. You've gotten a lot of different experiences.
Yeah, I had to think about this one a little bit, but I have to say my favorite college moment was last season, my redshirt senior year. We, it was during the COVID year, so we played in the SoCon. We played the same team back to back. So you'd play them on a Thursday and a Saturday. So we played Wofford on a Thursday and got beat really badly. And I'd say that was probably like a low point in the season. I know the girls were struggling. Our coaching staff was struggling. And we were really kind of hit a low point in January. And then we came back on Saturday and beat Wofford. And it was all because that Friday in between, we came to practice and had completely switched our approach to basketball. Like Coach Hill had completely changed his attitude. All the coaching staff was super energized for that practice, and it let the girls come in and just play freely and with no pressure. And it was like, you know, we're just going to go into Saturday's game and face Wofford again and just try to have fun. And so we did that, and it paid off. We beat Wofford. Personally, for me, it was the first game of the season where I got hot from the three-point line. I actually, you know, was able to hit some shots. That's always fun. But, it, you know, and then we had a great team win. Nobody really expected us to win that game. You know, Wofford definitely didn't expect for us to beat them. So that's a highlight in my memory.
That sounds great. This is Cole's favorite question. Talk about your best and your worst places to play in the SoCon. You know, I know a lot of people like going to Wofford. That's a fun road trip because the facilities are so nice. So you kind of want to talk about your favorite place to play on the road, you know, that's not obviously the Ramsey Center, and then your least favorite place to go.
Yeah. Okay. So my favorite is UNCG, and that's because it's close to home for me. So cool. Every year we played at UNCG, I would always have a big crowd of people from Asheboro show up in support. So that was always a special place to play for me. And the worst place to play has to be Samford for me, because it's so far. Like the trip itself.
It's a long road trip.
Yeah. The trip itself is hard. I don't know why, but I never played well at playing Samford on the road. And, you know, there's just nothing like losing to Samford and having to get on the bus and drive like 6 hours home. So that's, I'd say that's the worst place to play for me.
You know, you've mentioned a few times talking about going to dentistry post your playing career. You're still playing right now, though, over in Ireland. Do you want to talk about a little bit, how that process was ending up over there?
Yeah. So I graduated last May with my master's degree from Western, and I knew that I was going to have a gap year. I knew I wanted to apply to dental school, but that would not be for another year. So I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was going to move home and probably just get a job and work for a year before going back to school. But I decided, I was like, I'd really love to play again. So I signed with a basketball agency, pro agency, and just put my name out there to see if, you know, anything would come of it. And I ended up getting a few offers. Well, yeah, one other offer. I almost ended up in Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah. But I decided against that. And like 2 days after that offer came, I got an offer to play in Ireland. And I was like, I would love to go see Ireland. And so I signed with a club in Carlow, Ireland, and I've been here since the end of October, and it's been awesome. You know, it's just been a great experience as far as traveling and being able to experience a whole different country and a whole different culture. Ireland's a beautiful country as far as the scenery. I mean, I got to do a little bit of traveling over Thanksgiving, and it was just insane. But even the basketball side is so different from what I'm used to. You know, the Division I level is so high stakes. There's so much pressure. It's really a job. And then you come over here, and even though it's professional level basketball, it's so laid back, and they really value the, you know, that their players are having fun while they play. It's nice. I'm one of two Americans on my team, and I kind of have, you know, the freedom to do whatever I want, which was not used to having that either in college. So, yeah, it's been great, and I'll be here through April. So,
you want to talk about, you know, just the on-court specifics of playing in Ireland with people that are, you know, they're still speaking the same language as you, which is good. That would have been a little bit different in Egypt, I'm sure. But do you want to talk about that and what it's like? Like, are you just lighting it up every night, or is it, do you find it more competitive than the SoCon, or is it not on the same level?
I'd say it's definitely, it's still very competitive. I'm not sure it's on the level of, you know, what I was used to playing in the SoCon. I think in the SoCon, you know, just every team has so many talented players. And here there's a lot of talented players in this league, but maybe just not quite as many per team. But my team has been great. You know, the Irish, you hear that the Irish people are just so welcoming and friendly, and that has proven very true. I came in, their season had already started, and I came in, and all my teammates have been very welcoming and kind of just accepted me on the spot. And it's been great getting to know them. They play with a lot of energy, and they're just, you know, feisty. There's just, that's kind of the style of basketball that they play here, which I love. It's really scrappy. And I'd say I'm not lighting it up all the time, but, you know, every now and then I have a good game. But we're trying to, you know, get some more wins. And it's a competitive league, and we're not the most stacked of all the teams in our league. But, you know, to me, it's, I didn't come over here just because I, you know, wanted to win a bunch of games. I came over here for the experience. And so apart from just on the court, you know, I've gotten to know my teammates, and we're able to do stuff off the court too. And it's just been an awesome experience.
Now you mentioned this also kind of, you summarize it as a gap year almost. Is that all you're thinking it's going to be for you? Like, oh, I got a year off, I'll just go play professional basketball. If the team calls back, could you pick up? Is that a thought in the back of your mind maybe?
It is. I'm definitely kind of playing it by ear. Like right now I've interviewed at a few dental schools, but haven't been accepted to any yet. So I'm still waiting on that. It really comes down to, if that works out, then I'll probably just go home and start school again. And if it doesn't, then I'll look to either play here another year, or, you know, maybe play somewhere else. You never know. I know my coach here would probably love to have me back a second year. But just playing it by ear, kind of seeing what happens in the next few months.
Man, that sounds amazing. So when he was talking about Egypt, it made me think of, do you remember Nadine Salawe? She played at UNCG. Yeah, because yes, she's over in Egypt. Did you ever talk to her about it? Like, what was the big deciding factor? You know, Egypt's a very, very different place than America, very different than right. Ireland especially. Did you reach out to her any?
I didn't, but really just because it came down to the timing of it. So yeah. I got my car playing in Egypt, and they wanted an answer like within the day. I only had a couple hours to kind of decide. And I was like, well, that's a really big decision to make to go to a foreign country. You know, I'd never even been abroad. So to go to a country like Egypt, I definitely had some hesitation. And my parents definitely had some hesitation. And so I talked with my agent and was like, you know, I'm not too sure if I can make this decision so fast. And so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to leave it. If something else comes along, then, you know, I'll reconsider. But yeah, luckily it worked out, because I turned that offer down. And then like 2 days later, I got an offer for Ireland. And I think I was like, you know, I'll go somewhere in Europe and, you know, feel safe and feel secure as my first time abroad. And luckily it's worked out that way.
Great.
You mentioned your agent. You want to talk about that a little bit, you know, before even signing with a team, what was it like to have to find an agent professionally?
Yeah, that was kind of like an intimidating thing for me. But I got really lucky, because I met my agent through one of my former teammates. And so she knew him and gave me his number. He was looking for mid-major girls who wanted to go play overseas. And so I just started talking to him, and he got me all worked out. He's part of Dagger Basketball Agency. And so that's been great. I think if I hadn't met an agent through somebody that I already knew, it probably wouldn't have happened, just because it can be a little bit sketchy, you know? So I had a teammate who was able to vouch for him and the whole agency. And so it's been a great experience. Yeah, super thankful for what they've done for me.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. I know I've heard from some different people playing overseas, like, man, I had to come back. I never got my money, XYZ, stuff like that happening.
Right. There's always that risk, you know?
Yep. Well, you know, you get a good trip out of it either way. So it's good to hear that things are going well for you over there and that, you know, basketball is always an option. Kind of wrapping things up here, Will, do you have anything you want to add or say?
I just want to say thanks for coming on the pod. Absolutely. You know, I think that's like the coolest story you can tell your kids one day is that you played professional basketball in Ireland for a year or two before you went back to become a dentist. I think it's the coolest thing.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Do you have anything
I love
you
you guys have going on here.
We appreciate it. You might be our first international listener if you tune into this one.
Awesome. I'll be sure to. Yeah.
Thank you for your time, Lauren.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care, guys.